Haverford College in suburban Philadelphia is known for its academic rather than athletic prowess. So here's a brain teaser. Why does the small NCAA Division III school have so many alumni working in Major League Baseball's front offices? New York Times reporter Bill Pennington looked into that puzzling phenomenon and joins me on NewsWorks Tonight. Bill, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Now, again, this is a Division III school, and we just think of them as eggheads, but not so. There are several athletic teams, and apparently one in three students plays in a varsity sport.
Yeah, it's certainly not a jock culture, but it is true. There's about 400 varsity athletes there out of the 1,200 overall students, and that's a big number. I mean, 23 athletic teams, and as I said, these are varsity athletes, not just kids playing intramurals or something.
Yeah, but still slim pickings compared to Division I powerhouses. And with that, why are there more than a dozen Haverford grads working in prominent baseball-related positions?
Well, I wrote about 1,400 words trying to explain that, and I think I could have written a lot more. I mean, it's an interesting question, and I think the basic answer is that the game of baseball has changed. That would be the first part of it. And being a front office person or a talent evaluator in Major League Baseball or a scout is not what it used to be. It used to be a job that was held mostly by people who had played the game and almost always professionally. Now about half those people, I'd say maybe more in those kind of jobs, are people that played baseball, but perhaps not professionally and, not in the major leagues, but they are in the analytic category. Analytics in baseball has just exploded. And so increasingly teams are looking for people that can use the mathematical formulas and other ways to look at the game, because there is a ton of data in the game to help assess what actually leads to winning and losing. So you've got that factor, and then this is the place where the students are self-governing. There's an honor code that sort of pervades everything at the college. And so they're used to thinking on their feet. They're used to community building, which is, you could look at building a team as a baseball team that's, it's community building. So I think they have all those skills. And on top of that, most of them were, if not all, were baseball players at Haverford. So you have a physical, real passion for the game and an understanding of the game as a player, too.
Speak more about the importance of networking. Was there a seminal person or two who got this phenomenon started from Haverford and then it seeded from there?
Well, yes. It started really with, and I knew Greg Kinderstein, who was the baseball coach for a long time at Haverford and then became the athletic director for a long time at Haverford. And Greg was the kind of guy that built a family, of people. He knew everybody on campus, seemed as if he knew every student from where they were from and what their interests were, and he certainly knew that about the baseball players and athletes. And he would be good at putting people together. Okay, you live in this area, you want to study these things, you're interested in that. I know an alumnus who is in that area and might be able to help you. Here's his number. And he did get it rolling. And one of the first people that he encouraged to follow a path was Josh Burns, who had graduated from Haverford in 92 and was a player there. And he got a job in baseball and then kept moving up the ladder and then ended up being general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Diego Padres. And he now is in a similar type position in Los Angeles and with the Dodgers. And so then Josh Burns became the guy early on. And then a lot of Haverford people said, well, gee, if Josh can do it, then I can do it. And Greg would help them, and then Josh would help the other half of 14 people. I mean, it's a very loyal alumni base. And so there is and that's what Josh Burns called it. He said some of this is a brick-by-brick network.
Well, who knows? Maybe there'll be a Haverford grad in the Phillies management team future.
Yeah, maybe. Sounds like they could use it.
Bill, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
New York Times reporter Bill Pennington.